What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Diving right back into it here on 96.5 The Fan. Jay, I know you're listening. Text line comes in from the 660. Wins are not a QB stat.
Okay, that's fine.
Wins are not a pitching stat. Is it the same?
Yeah, 100%. Agreed. Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Completely.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Somebody asked about pitching from the 479. Dusty, how about Mizorowski's 12 Ks last night against the Dodgers, handing them their fifth straight loss? Dude's a freak.
Yeah.
That's the first time the Dodgers have lost five or more in a row since 2019.
Is it really?
Is it?
Wow, how about that? They lost 19-1 the other day. The worst loss at Dodger Stadium in their history.
4th of July. And then everybody stuck around for the fireworks.
Did they?
Yeah, that was a tweet.
I missed that. It was 4th of July. They got beat 19-1 and people stayed for the fireworks.
It said 19-1 home loss, yet the whole crowd stayed for fireworks. I'm like, you better believe it.
We did our baseball trip one year to Dodger Stadium, and they had fireworks after the game. Cool. And they let everybody on the field.
That's what they did.
What?
Yeah. On the 4th of July, everybody on the field.
It was awesome. Yeah. So I've been Dodger Stadium field twice now. Wow. Once for Guns N' Roses and once for the fireworks. It was cool. They opened like the center field gates and everybody just meandered out there. Now, the thing is that the wall was like up a little bit. So everybody had to step over all these people falling.
Jeez.
Meanwhile, it's like, boom.
Exactly.
That was the first time I experienced a $10 beer at a ballpark. Oh. And it was, I forget how long ago when we went to Dodger Stadium. It was probably about a decade now ago. And we were sitting out in the bleachers because that's what you do at Dodger Stadium, right? And Haney called a foul ball or a home run or something. And I booed him until he gave it to a kid. And that they had $10 Modelos. I'm like, $10 now for a beer? Must be L.A. When was the last time you saw a beer under $10 at a ballpark, right?
Well, yeah, $10, I'd love it.
Yeah, you'd never love it, right? And I was trying to justify, I'm like, well, that's really two Modelos in one and you know whatnot, because it's a big can of beer. Tiger Stadium, by the way, $15 for a drink, for a beer, whatever, 12 ounces.
I think there's I hate to be the thanks coach guy, but I think there is a section at the K that's like the, like,
are they having like a $5 beer or something?
I think it's a $5, but I think it's a 12-ounce Miller Lite or something.
Good.
But there you go. Yeah. There's under 10.
You know what? If you're selling me a can.
Kilgore practice.
That's right. But if you're selling me a can of beer for $5 at a ball game, I'm in.
Yeah.
I hope it's a can.
Because everybody that it is.
Oh, it is. Okay, good.
I'm pretty sure. Because everybody that I've talked to that wants to do the 9 for 9, the 9 in each challenge, they're like, I'm like, that's expensive. They're like, nah, man, you can cheap it out if you go to the, you know, the discount or whatever that is, the value corner, the value pack. You can get like a pretzel, a beer, a hot dog, and it's like 3, 4, and 5 or something like that.
But you have to hunt out those stands, right?
Oh, I'm sure. But I mean, it's worth the hunt to go for $5 instead of, because you know, in the middle of the summer, you want a 22-ounce like tall beer, lukewarm by the time you get 3 drinks in.
Man. Or Luke Combs.
Yeah, Luke Combs.
Luke Combs, lukewarm, Nixon 5, right? Mike Brown got named yesterday head coach. Exciting times for the Knickerbockers.
And then Beakley just texted me and said, you better tell that text line that postseason wins are a quarterback stat, not regular season wins.
I don't. It's an interesting conversation, right? Because
I think postseason wins, because who gets the blame if you don't win?
The quarterback. Always.
How many times do people hate Alex Smith?
Right. It was.
I can't win in the playoffs.
See, that's a great counterpoint that you had, because Max said, "Hey, you know, stats aren't a quarterback win," and then you just go, "Well, who gets the blame when you lose? It's always on the quarterback. It's always, unless you have like a guy like Patrick Mahomes, will find ways to blame the defense, even if it wasn't their fault, because we don't want to blame Patrick Mahomes. But that's just the thing of the nature is, you lose a playoff game, everybody blames the quarterback. Lamar can't win the big one. Maybe his team can't win the big one.
100%. I agree. I don't think that's fair either.
Yeah, Lamar didn't fumble the ball. Zay Flowers did.
Right. But Lamar gets...
Jerry Sneed punching that thing.
Yeah, but Lamar gets dinged for that. And they'll say Lamar's 2-6 in the postseason when he could have been, let's just argue, 3-5 if they don't fumble that football. But that's not on Lamar, but that goes on his record.
Flip side, Burrow gets all the credit for that run. He's never had a touchdown pass in the postseason in the fourth quarter overtime. Not once. Yeah. Never.
That's crazy stat right there. Like that right there shows me the size of your ball stat. Like and I hate to put it that way, but like that's how you know how big a guy are you. Like if you produce late, that's why in baseball they have those stats for close and late games, you know, what players do when the games are close and it's late in a game. That shows if you're a winner or not. And if you're in the fourth quarter in overtime in the playoffs and you don't have a touchdown pass as a quarterback and you've been there a number of games, and you may not even be in the top four then anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you got to get it done when it matters most. That's where legacies are born. Patrick Mahomes isn't going to have his legacy because of the regular season.
Legacy is born in Lee's Summit, actually.
Is it? Legacy Golf Course? Yeah, I like
legacy
that.
Legacy Park.
Yeah, with the soccer fields and everything
that's
going on.
Like Taylor Swift impersonators go, and kids have no idea what they're going through because they don't know if that's Taylor Swift, and they get close like, Mom, that's not Taylor.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Taylor Swift impersonators are now messing with kids?
No, I'm saying that they're there performing, but like kids like might think it's really Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
They get closer, like, that's not Taylor Swift.
No, I thought you had like people impersonating Taylor Swift trying to lure kids or something. I'm like, good Lord,
man.
It's
like the same thing when the kids go to the mall and they're like,
Mom,
that ain't
that
Santa.
Wasn't really Santa, yeah. Was it?
Yes, like, it was.
Well, that's one of his helpers. That's right. They have to disguise so you can take the message back to the North Pole.
Yeah.
Mac, why don't you take us to your burning question?
Burning Chiefs question. I get this from you, Dustman. Who has the better contract?
How many days?
59.
Sean Barber.
Barbershop days away, under 2 months.
Remember we started this like 99 days to go, Mac? How fast time goes. It was Halloween coming up here quick.
It's pretty crazy.
It lets me know how big your balls are.
That's right. It does.
Just trying to put, we're just trying to put sweat in the bathtub?
Yeah.
I still don't know what that means.
I don't either.
But I like it.
I love it. I'm in. Who has a better contract year this year? You mentioned it to Jay earlier. We're adding another name on that list. George Karlaftis, Isaiah Pacheco, or Trent McDuffie? Out of those three, who has the better contract year?
I'm going to say it's easier to say George Karlaftis. Like, if he gets 12 sacks, like Binkley said,
yeah.
How do you argue against that for having the best contract year? Like, McDuffie can be great, and he didn't make any plays because nobody threw to him, so he shut down the whole side of the field. I think the running back position is just going to be a – I don't want to use the term hot mess, but you got a lot of guys out there. I don't think anybody's really going to stand out, right? So I'm going to go with George Karlaftis because it's easier to see if he had a big contract year because sacks are so impactful. You can get the strip sack. You can, you know, knock the ball up in the air, pick it off, sack, all that kind of stuff. So I think it's easier from my standpoint to see George Karlaftis having a contract year, yeah. If you will.
Man, it's tough because I don't think – so I look at it this way. I'm going to say Trent McDuffie.
Okay.
Because Trent McDuffie is apparently not getting signed this offseason, which I think is a giant mistake by the Chiefs, which is why I think he has the best contract year out of these three. Isaiah Pacheco is not going to set the market for running backs. He's just not. George Karlaftis is not going to set the market for DNs or, you know, that position. Trent McDuffie could be the highest paid corner in football. Mm-hmm. And what's one thing that we've always heard from Brett Veach? He never pays the highest paid player. Now we've seen it with Creed Humphrey. We've seen it with Chris Jones.
And then in 10 minutes, somebody else gets paid
and
more.
The thing is, you have Trey Smith, George Karlaftis that are on contract years. Leo Chenault's going to cost a lot of money. But Trent McDuffie is arguably the third top three corner in football. The two guys that are behind him on the list or above him on the list, depending on where you rank them, are already paid. So if Trent McDuffie goes out there and is like, oh, I thought I'd get paid this offseason. Humble guy, great person. Mm-hmm. But again, like, at the end of the day, we all want money, right? We all want to be successful.
You know, it's
we
funny you say that because I saw a quote this morning that has a lot to do with this from Hank Aaron.
No.
And he signed with the Braves because they offered him at the time $50 more a month than the Giants were going to pay him. He had the opportunity to play alongside Willie Mays.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, the only reason I didn't get to play my whole career alongside Willie Mays, he says, because I took $50 more a month to go to Atlanta. So even back then, even in small terms, guys want to get paid. They don't care where it is. They want the bag. And Trent McDuffie, he's one of those guys now. You got a fistful of rings already, man. Now it's time to get paid.
I took $5,000 less to do this morning show. I'm kidding. That's a shot. I'm kidding. Number one for a reason. But no, I think that McDuffie, with the way that he could have this.
Hello, more, America.
Because he's already proven his worth.
Yeah.
But now you can prove it to where you can like be like Mahomes, where like you could say, because the Royals got it right with Bobby. They paid Bobby.
Yep.
And then the next year, Bobby Witt Jr. went completely just nuts.
Yeah.
And imagine what that contract would have been. Now the Chiefs being like, which makes me throw in the conversation, is he going to get that contract with the Chiefs? Well, because if he sets the market, which he could by doing exactly what he's been doing, lock down the guys in the slot, like Binkley said, blitz quarterback, show that skill set, McDuffie might be just like, hey, man, I don't know what your guys' knacks against my game is, but here's my stats for the last 4 years.
Yeah, but this is one of their coveted players. He's a cornerstone guy, and I know that for a fact just by talking to enough people who have said, let's get this guy involved in the community, please, sure. As much as we possibly can. We view him as a cornerstone guy of this organization. And look, he has been involved a lot in doing things in Kansas City, and I know he's been a coveted guy now for 2 years with this team. And so he's on that list of the guys they want to pay. But again, now we've got this Trey Smith thing that's kind of hanging over our heads right now.
July 15th.
And I hate to be this reminds me of the Chris Jones thing. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice or whatever they say.
Again.
Can't get fooled again, right? You can't get fooled again.
Now watch this drive.
Yeah, exactly. and so now I'm a little cautious, I guess you could say, with the Trey Smith thing, because I thought the Chris Jones thing, they all thought the Chris Jones thing was going to play out. It didn't the way it did. We're starting to repeat history. This is why history is important to study, so you don't repeat it. Now we're going down this line with Trey Smith. And so I know how they operate. They want to get Trey Smith signed, and then it'll be they do it in order. But this Trey Smith thing has got to get moving, and the longer it takes, the less time they can spend maybe getting something done early with Trent McDuffie, too.
Who say you, Mac, on the contract here?
Still optimistic on the Trey Smith, but you're right. You know, we thought Chris Jones a year ago, two years ago from now, that was going to be no problem. I'd say McDuffie for the same reasons you did, and I'd add on the fact that he's going to be playing his pure position that no one's talking about. He was outside corner. He was playing against the X receiver last year. That's not what he's an first-team All-Pro in. He's a slot corner. The reason they got Christian Fulton, I believe, is for that reason. They can slide him in. He's the best slot corner in the NFL, and he's going to be playing that again. That's why he's the answer.
There we go. It's Mac Morey, Bob Fesco.
Allen Iverson was the answer.
Nope. Now there's Iverson Allen that plays baseball.
That's great. I love that. I love the fact that the parents did that.
Iverson Allen.
Your last name is Iverson, and they named you. Wait. No, your last name is Allen, and they named him Iverson. Mm-hmm. Love it.
He's the problem. We come back with way too early playoff predictions plus one word here, and we'll go back to our poll question on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Two things, kind of three. One, follow along on our Twitter page, TheFan965, and our Instagram page, TheFan965, because we have our Love Island posts. You have got to see Cody on today's post.
I mean, it is fantastic.
I mean, gold just looks like gold.
Gold is a thirst trap, let me just tell you right now. That Alex Gold thirst trap is floating around out there. All the moms that have young daughters are going to be calling Alex today.
Drew kind of...
They used Photoshop for gold. Yeah,
or Drew.
They did not use Photoshop for Alex or Drew. Cody, nope. They clearly did.
Nope. Drew's got really big nipples in his picture. Yes. And then there's Cody. Good hell.
And then there's Maude. Yeah. I mean, that's the way that's done. And then there's Maude.
Gold's got those yum-yum lines. For those of you that don't know what those are.
I haven't seen the Alex picture, only from a distance that you showed me. Can you show me
it's
the
on,
Alex?
It's on the Fan, 965.
Is it on X? Yep.
And then in ours, Mac continues to move on. He won the voting of Love Island.
So, Mac's awesome.
Yeah, Mac got 38%, and you and I each got 31%.
Nice.
So, yeah, rock away, young blood.
Yeah, there you go. You're the young guy. Oh, my, the Alex. Yeah, that is definitely not Photoshop by Alex, no.
But look at Drew's nipples.
I mean, my God, Alex. I mean, I'm not telling you, every woman between 25 and 35 is going to be sitting at their desk today drooling over Alex.
Smash.
Cody, not so much. Oh, Drew looks good, too.
Drew looks great.
Drew with the tat on the arm. He looks normal.
When I looked at the voting results from when they posted on Instagram, there were 7 votes and 100% were Drew.
I tell you, all the moms with single daughters are going to be getting up.
Happy Wednesday!
I'm already up. Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll question on X. Who is the 5th best quarterback in the NFL? We asked you all, Jaden Daniels, Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, or Matthew Stafford. 40.2% say Jalen Hurts. 33.6% say Jaden Daniels. So, Mac, your guy's narrowing closer.
And my guy's Stafford.
Oh, it is Stafford. I thought you said it was Daniels yesterday. You kept saying Daniels.
I'd have Stafford, and I'd have Daniels at 6, I think.
Okay.
Why do you have Stafford as the 5th best quarterback?
Super Bowl winner, dude.
No, I think he's just...
Stats don't lie.
I think... Okay. Yeah, that's it. There you go. He did it. Yeah, you got it. No, he's one of the most prolific passers this game's ever seen. He's still got it. He's smart. Why doesn't anybody recognize that though?
I mean, because you're right. I don't think the casual fan would ever
say he's the 6th or 7th. If they don't say he's the 5th.
I would bet if we went around and just started interviewing people and say name the 10 best quarterbacks in the NFL, I bet half the people don't mention Matthew Stafford. I feel like he's always the forgotten guy.
I'd be surprised if that were the case, but that could be true. I mean, and he's cut down the turnovers in recent years. I just think to me, he's that guy. I think Daniels will overtake that. I think Hurts is closer to Purdy than he is to Patrick Mahomes, which I don't think is an insult. I think Brock Purdy's a really good quarterback, but that's just where I'd have him.
I think my top 10 go in this order. Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar, Hurts. Daniels, Herbert, Goff, Stafford, Dak. And the only reason I have Stafford down there is because I think this is the year it happens. And that's the only reason. Otherwise, otherwise he's sixth. Plus, they took away Cooper Kupp, which I get it. Like, they got Davante Adams. They have Puka Nacua. He's in a battle of custody. I'm kidding. Kind of. That's a serious story, but I don't know if that's a distraction on the field. But didn't have Cooper Kupp last year for the majority of the year due to injury. But he's a year older, and I know that, you know, we watch football, and it's is this. I think the big regression year this year come from Stafford and Derrick Henry.
And well, yeah, I don't disagree with that. They're old.
Older, and I don't know if they get to the point where maybe they're just freaks and they're always going to have it, but, like, I didn't think Peyton Manning's arm was going to fall off like it did. I didn't think that Drew Brees' shoulder was going to fall off like it did, and eventually that happens, and I think that's the year now. That is Matthew Stafford.
And that's why you always want to be a year early. People always get mad. They cut players or they trade players. And then you realize they made the right decision. They got out early on that one. I think you're right about Derrick Henry. I think it's hard to do what he did last year, 2 years in a row, with all that wear and tear and all that pounding that he had. I think it is going to be a regression year for Derrick Henry. And it may be for Matthew Stafford as well, because guys get old immediately. It happens. And that's where good general managers come in. I mean, that again, not to continue to tip the cap to Brett Veach on this one, but he fits every category of good general manager. They know when to get away from players. They absolutely 100% know when to get away from players. And I know fans don't like to hear that, but I'm one of those guys, man. I'll get away from everybody. I'll get away from everybody on these rosters other than maybe Bobby Witt and maybe Patrick Mahomes. And even those two guys, if somebody called and offered me the moon, you know, that great planet, maybe you trade the moon for them. But, I, you know, Bobby and Patrick are pretty much the untouchables. Everybody else is up for discussion right now. And that's how you operate a winning franchise. You have to be willing to make the hard move early to turn those rosters over and not rely on these careers. Like, if you're relying on Derrick Henry to come back and have the year that he did last year, this year, you're playing with fool's gold and you're playing with fire and you're not giving your team a fair shake at going out there and winning. Derrick Henry had a career year. Take it for what it's worth and find a way to get better from what Derrick Henry did by not having to utilize Derrick Henry. You got to be able to move on from guys.
And maybe I'm, you know, off on this. I mean, I know Peyton Manning missed 2011 with a neck injury, but at the age of 37, which is what Matthew Stafford is, Peyton Manning had the best year of his career. So maybe we'll see one more from Stafford. I mean, Manning had a great offense. I don't know if it's better than the one that Matthew Stafford
was,
might be.
Was that a Denver team or was that a Indy?
Yeah, that was 2013. That was the 5,455 touchdowns. Yeah.
Demaryius Thomas, Julius Thomas, Wes Welker.
A lot of Thomas was Nixon stacked. Five. Yeah,
they were very stacked.
They had Tebow on that team. They did.
They did not.
Who was the backup quarterback that the Chiefs forced into the game? Paxton was it Jim Lynch. Druckenmiller?
I believe it was either Brock Osweiler or Paxton Lynch.
You think it was Osweiler? Yeah. Through what, six picks Peyton Manning did or seven? Yeah. It was unreal. It was
awful.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then so great.
And then they won the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah. So annoying.
Well, their defense did.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
They did.
Von Miller,
yeah.
MVP.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I would say that Derrick Henry has not shown signs of slowing down. That's all I'll say. But you're right. The cliff comes sometimes. It does. But people have been saying that with him for 4 years.
Yeah, but most players don't show signs of slowing down. It just happens. And you go, what happened to that guy? And you're like, well, age.
We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. I think it's interesting to know. Because, look, some guys are better than time. And sometimes they go further on. And, you know, Tom Brady played till he was, like 44, whatever the hell it was. I don't know. But maybe Stafford's got it in him. I don't know. He had an elbow injury the year before. He's, you know, always getting hit. He's got a new, you know.
Yeah, he gets hit a lot.
No, there's more signs with Stafford for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we'll see.
But Tom Brady was also very different with the way that he took care of himself. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody takes care of their body like Tom Brady did or does. I mean, and I'm not talking about the Botox. Like, all of that TB12, eating clean, all of that kind of stuff. Like, it's a full-time job to take care of your body. And Tom Brady did it better than anybody else.
Looking at the way too early playoff predictions, according to, I believe it was FanDuel Sportsbook, they have their predictions. We'll just do the AFC. One seed is Buffalo. Two seed is Baltimore. Three seed is Kansas City. Four seed is Houston. So there's your division winners. Buffalo, Kansas City, Baltimore, and Houston.
Does anybody want to argue with any of those division winners? Doesn't it make it kind of boring? Like, the NFL claims parity. There's no parity in the NFL.
Not in the AFC towards the NFC, but I would argue maybe Cincy over Baltimore. Because if we're having the argument of Derrick Henry having the regression year, like, is Lamar going to have to do it all? And I think he can, but to be fair, what, Lamar Jackson's best 2 years of his career been the last 2 years? Is that fair? He was MVP.
Yeah. His first year.
So maybe he's getting better.
His first full season, he had the MVP too. He's unanimous, I think, so that'd be up there.
But the last 2 years, he's been great, right?
He's been unbelievable.
And he's had, who is his running back?
Derrick Henry for one of those years.
Yeah. Last year was his first year with Derrick Henry.
Yep.
So he had Derrick Henry last year, could have won MVP, did win MVP the year prior.
Yes.
So we'll see. And I mean, you have another year of Zay Flowers in the league. I don't think they added a whole lot to their weapons on offense. Now their defense is going to be great.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the route they'll go. And again, look, they're
tied. But who's going to get credit for the wins, right? Lamar.
But again, like, I don't know, man. Like, I could see Cincinnati winning that division. I really could. But they have, outside of your division winners, your wild card teams, which would be the fifth seed in Denver, the sixth seed in Cincinnati, and your seventh seed is the Aaron Rodgers-led Steelers. Mm-hmm.
Did you see his picture yesterday, by the way, that was floating around?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, my God, that looked terrible. That looked fake.
So bad.
Like he was posing for, you know, Olin Mills at Sears.
I thought it was Negan from Walking Dead in the Steelers uniform.
Honest to God, I thought it was one of our Love Island posts at first. I'm like, why do they have Cody wearing? Oh, that's Aaron Rodgers, not Cody. So it was an awful picture. I mean, just a terrible, terrible picture of Aaron Rodgers that was floating around the internet yesterday. I don't think much invokes confidence for Aaron Rodgers right now if you're a Steelers fan, but the caption was, Aaron Rodgers looks like a divorced dad on Facebook.
I feel that.
How you doing, ladies? I'm putting myself out there.
I feel that one.
All right, Aaron.
I'd say to your question about the AFC, Bob, most people outside of this market are going to be saying the AFC West is that division. So we're not going to have those conversations because we know that's not the division that's going to have any issues.
You look around and you're like, this division, this conference, it's already decided, barring injuries and things like that. Again, the NFL does a great job of saying there's parity. They've done an unbelievable job of convincing the masses that there's parity in this league, and there is not parity in the NFL. Just look at what the Chiefs have done. There's more parity in Major League Baseball. Everybody goes, oh, it's always the Yankees. Yankees haven't done anything since 2009.
Somebody in the text line says, Houston might have the worst offensive line in football. That whole division is so bad, I wouldn't even rule out anyone.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, I don't think Tennessee's winning.
God, that division, I mean, and I know you live down there for
Put some money on Tennessee to win that division.
There's nothing interesting about that division whatsoever. There's not a team that's interesting in that division.
I think Tennessee's interesting.
Do you?
Cam Ward?
Yeah.
He's the first overall pick?
He was?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that.
I think they're interesting. I think Tennessee's interesting.
Had Vrabel still been the coach down there, I'd probably have a different opinion than Tommy Callahan. Is that who the coach is there?
Brian, yep.
Somebody like that?
I think Jacksonville's interesting. You had Wacko and Duval.
Well, from that standpoint.
And then you've got, is this the last year we see Trevor Lawrence as a starting quarterback in the NFL?
Yep.
That's honest question.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Like, is this it? Like,
remember when he was the biggest winner ever and never lost a game?
Right. Life happens fast, man. Like, is this the year that, you know, when we're watching, is this the last year we see Trevor Lawrence as a starting quarterback? Does he get moved to the bullpen after this year?
He might.
Does he lose his starting position this year?
Usually it's the other way around. Like Trevor Lawrence was down big in the playoffs, came back and won that game. You should be saying that about the guy out in LA whose coach wears the khakis, right? They blew that lead. That's the last time you're going to see them. But we're having that conversation about Trevor Lawrence. Is this his third coach now?
So he's Urban Meyer, Doug, and now, yeah.
Did he have Herb? Was Herb his guy?
That was his first year. That's why I kind of throw it out. Worst head coach of all time, rookie season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's got, but he's still on his third head coach. That doesn't mean success for anybody in this league
right now.
I mean, it's crazy to have your third head coach and you're in year five or whatever it is, but like, you're not going to sit down and watch Jacksonville versus the Colts. I mean, that is a Spiro Dede's noon game on CBS, baby.
I mean, I'll be locked
in. I mean,
and I'm a nerd.
You will not be. You'll be on Red Zone and they'll go to that game for like a last second touchdown or something.
I'm just saying, like, I'll have fantasy people involved in that somehow.
Yeah. But you're not saddling up going, ooh, I get six games to choose from. Let me go Colts Jags today.
No, that's me.
That's fair. All right, Mac.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
All right, we're jumping around here. We're starting with Summer League Basketball because this story blew my mind. One word on how much you'd pay for this game, or one word on how much people are paying for this game. We can do both. Cooper Flagg versus Bronny James, the summer league, selling historic for historic amounts. Lower bowl tickets are going for $650. Courtside tickets are going for $2,500. This is for Cooper Flagg, former first overall pick, if you don't know, and Bronny James, who has barely played at all, and he's a second round pick from last season. That is what people are paying $2,500 for.
Those people are stupid.
Is that
to
one
see
word?
Bronny stupid? And Flagg?
Yeah.
In an exhibition game.
Yes.
So that stupid. Would be like paying for preseason football. Or yeah, paying $500 to go watch a spring training baseball game because somebody may get in that. I mean, that is dumb. If you've got that kind of money, just write me a check.
Seriously.
I could put that to better use than watching a preseason, not even preseason, summer league exhibition basketball game. You're going to see Cooper Flagg a lot in real games, mm-hmm. right? And I would imagine Bronny James is going to play in some games that are real as well.
Probably.
I don't need to spend a dime to go watch. That's ridiculous. That money right there, that's why people hate America, right? Like, you got people out here spending $2,500 on a courtside seat to go watch a summer league game? Kick rocks, man.
Rich is what that is.
That's
my one word. If you got money like that, like, we got money to blow. Is that the Lil Wayne song or whoever sang that money to blow song? That's the definition right there of rich. $2,500 to go see Cooper Flagg and Bronny James try to get a dual auto or something like that, or just try to get an autograph of Cooper Flagg. You're going to put $2,500 into your seat and try to sell like a rookie card for like $6,000 and make money. More power to you. But I mean, come on now. I don't know if I would. I don't know if I'm ever going to have money to pay for a $2,500 ticket to see a preseason basketball
summer league.
Nuts.
Yeah, to watch who makes more threes in their career, Bronny James or Angel Reese?
Bronny James.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a good question. Do you know that Angel Reese's team is the second worst in the WNBA? Do you see that crossover dribble? She just got pocket picked.
Bless
and
her
then,
heart.
And then last night she spikes the clipboard out of her coach's hand. Not a good look. She sucks.
Bless her heart.
Yeah, she waved everyone off for an ISO.
She just waved everybody off. They got her pocket picked.
She just needs to come out to Kansas City and meet me at Green Lady Lounge, and we can have a good conversation.
Yeah. Has anybody been more hyped and been as bad at sports as her?
Dude, she's Shador up there.
Sanders.
She's on a short list. Sanders is a great one.
In all fairness, Trevor though, Lawrence. We have not seen Shador Sanders play in the NFL yet. I'm giving him a hot minute to see what he can do, right?
Trey Lance? Yeah, I don't know.
Trey Lance, maybe.
Yeah, he's a top five pick. Yeah, I don't know.
But, like, they're trying to make Angel Reese something. She is a bit player at best.
Yep,
at
I agree.
At best. Stop trying to say she's the second best player in the league and put her on the same level as Caitlin Clark. She's not even close. No. And it really is disrespectful to Caitlin Clark to constantly compare her and Angel Reese because she's so much better than Angel Reese at basketball.
I'd say it's disrespectful to other players, too, because they should be talking about other ones, too, that are better than her.
9-1-3 recently missed 4 shots last night, though.
There you go.
Next one.
How many did she take?
5.
Well, you miss all the shots you don't take. Michael Scott.
Yeah, there you go. One word, Livy Dunn. She doesn't get rejected probably ever, except for this time she tried to purchase Babe Ruth's New York City apartment for $1 million with cash in hand. She was turned down.
Yeah,
one word.
That's funny. Funny, because Livy Dunn never turned down, right?
No.
These people in this co-op in New York are like, yeah, we don't really want you here. It's probably old people, and it's probably families that live in this building, right? At $1 million. I looked at the pictures of this thing on Zillow. Not for $1 million. That is okay.
Really?
Nothing great. Yeah. I mean, it's built-in cabinets people like, I guess. I don't know. But the washing machine was in the kitchen.
Ugh.
So, like, I'm out on that.
Yeah.
And so it's probably families and old people. They don't want, you know, Livy Dunn there because the young families, the wives don't want their husbands checking her out in the elevator. And the old people don't want the young people there partying. So they rejected her. She was going to pay cash, as you said, for this thing. And they said, nah.
See ya.
I guess my one word is prideful. Like, Livy Dunn doesn't really have a track record as being like a party girl.
No kidding.
She's not like jamming out. If it was Sydney Sweeney, I'd understand. You're like, well, you kind of have like, you're kind of known to bring a lot of attention. I know Livy Dunn will and like Paul Skeens, but like what this also tells me is that this is foreshadowing as well. Like, Paul Skeens is going to be a Yankee. Like, I'm letting you know.
Oh, that's a good point. But she's also a Jersey girl.
She doesn't want to live in Pittsburgh.
Right. Nobody does.
Paul Skeens does not let that go. And Paul Skeens clearly isn't working in Pittsburgh because they're not winning the games that he gives up one run or no runs. He's going to win. I mean, this is crazy, dude. He's going to start in the All-Star game. He's going to win the Cy Young coming off a Rookie of the Year, and he's going to have a below one whip. He's going to have a sub 2 ERA.
And be like, and 4-19.
He's going to be 6-13. And they're going to be like, oh, no wonder you won out. So what happened to Greinke? Greinke's Cy Young year in 2009, couldn't get any run support, had a good ERA, had a okay record, I guess, was an all-star, and was like, I can't be in Kansas City. I'm better than this.
Are we to the point now as sports fans where we understand it ain't the player anymore, it's all about the organization? Because for a while there, we were mad at the Royals for not re-signing Greinke or Beltran or, you know, all these guys. But then you have to take a step back and you have to realize this isn't the players. These organizations suck. And as much as we want to be fans of our organization, what the Glass family did here for 20 years, what did they do? You know, and so that's going on in Pittsburgh right now. I hope everybody in Pittsburgh doesn't resent Paul Skeens, and they all resent. And I think they do at this point in time. Whoa. They resent the organization, not the player, because the player is a superstar. He don't want to be part of that dumpster fire.
I mean, not only that, but I mean, like, Livy's going to travel a lot. So, I mean, it's not like she's going to be living there. That's dumb, dude. Like, come on.
Yeah.
It's Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth. God, I could go for a whole show
but
on Babe Ruth.
I don't think it has anything to do with that. It has to do with, like,
they're prideful about it, though.
No, I think what I'm looking at is, like, there's so many people out there that have so much more money than her.
They could get,
They rejected somebody with cash in hand for $1 million-plus apartment. How many more of those people are out there? Oh, we got a list a mile long, man.
Prideful. Yeah, you're all right.
Yeah.
No, you're done? Okay.
I'm all right? All right, great. Yeah, I'll keep it up. All right, I didn't know. One word on this was Lawrence Butler for the A's. He started out the game pretty awesome, pretty electric.
Crazy's that Lawrence Butler wastes no time, swings at the first pitch. This one deep out to center field, and the berm. It's in play, and Lawrence heading to third.
There you go. One word on Lawrence Butler.
He's awesome.
The A's are fun, man.
Yeah.
The A's are fun.
They're having fun playing.
Nick Kurtz, Jacob Wilson, Brent Rooker.
Yeah.
Butler.
Damn.
You got the dude in center field that makes plays every single time that there's some sort of highlight. You're like, where are we going? We're going out to the minor league field and the A's play. So sad is what that is, because they have so much there. They just don't. Again, you go back to Pittsburgh. You have a franchise that the ownership doesn't care.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got better start caring if they're going to move this thing to Las Vegas and they expect people to show up.
I mean, they got great players on that team, man.
They do. I mean, they're a fun ball club to watch.
Beat the Braves yesterday 10-1.
Yeah, they scored all their runs in like the first two innings.
Pretty nuts. One word, Royals win yesterday.
Yay!
Great. Keep doing it.
Heck yeah.
Keep winning.
Keep losing teams losing.
Yes. I don't care. You got swept by the A's. That team that you just heard the audio of. They're not a good team. They have good players. They're not a good team. Pittsburgh. Keep beating them.
And inside the park home run, they go in. It's an exciting way to start the game.
I mean, it is pretty exciting. Remember when Alcides Escobar did it?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody was going nuts.
But I think
that
it was
a World Series.
I know, but even still, that's an inside the park home run to start the game. And the announcer's like, well, that's an exciting way to start the game. How about getting into the call? Like, that's the problem with baseball. They're announcers. This is the conduit.
It's bad.
That was awful.
I tried to find a different call. I really did.
You did?
No, I did because I hated the call.
I mean, it's terrible. It's an awful call. Just a terrible call.
I feel bad doing that, but it didn't give excitement or energy.
No, not to the way it should have been.
Well, she's the same one that called Dippin' Dots something else that I can't say on the air.
Oh, you'll have to tell me off the air. I haven't heard that story.
I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
It rhymes with Chicken Dots. Coming up on the other side, we get into another guy that's going to get recalled. Oh, wait. Never mind. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
I get to it here on Fesco and Dusty. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Leggins with you here on 96.5 The Fan.
So the audio you got to hear about Dippin' Dots, huh? Yeah, it's I sent it to you, Mac. You can listen to it. So something kind of big happened yesterday when it comes to Jackson County. It wasn't a stadium deal, but you can go ahead and throw it in that it's going to pass now. So there was what? There was like a petition to get Frank White recalled.
Right.
And if they got enough signatures,
they
would go to a vote. That's mm-hmm. how a democracy works, I believe.
I guess.
Because yeah. I forget what we voted for last time in Lee's Summit. Because I always vote at the library, and there's a lady outside, and she's like, hey, you know, do you want to sign this? And, you know, whatever, to get Frank White recalled for a vote. And I said, man, I would, but I'm not going to for reasons of my own, but I support what you're doing. So it is going to come to a vote.
August 25th is the vote.
For Jackson County people to get out.
To recall Frank White.
August 25th.
Do you think he gets recalled and he gets fired by the county? I would imagine.
Without
right?
a doubt.
Yeah.
I would be surprised if this is within 40%.
Oh, it's going to be that big, you think?
I think we're looking at
you're
like...
You're messing with people's money.
I think you're looking at like a 70-30.
Yeah.
Like a 70-30. I've never seen anyone more scrutinized, talked about, see his face, and it's like, oh, get it off my screen.
Right.
Than Frank White in Jackson County.
Had he increased everybody's property tax, but then supported the stadiums for Chiefs and Royals in that past, I bet people have a different impression of Frank White than the way they are. But he was so despondent of fighting the Chiefs and the Royals and holding a grudge over the years or whatever it is. And now we're at this situation where you had a great legacy in this town, Frank. And now your legacy is a zero. And that's really a shame. At one point, people considered you the second greatest Royal in the history of this franchise. No more.
He played for the Royals?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I think his statue should be thrown in the Missouri River when they move. And they should unretire his number. I really do. I mean,
put a Surfside label up there.
Yeah, cover that thing up. Because he has ruined his legacy, you know, in this town with the stadium stuff.
Would you love it more if they put a Surfside label? That's the Sunstripes, or would you love it if it was just zero troubles?
I would love it if it was like the no smoking sign, you know, with the circle and the X through it.
Yeah. Or just they took the two down and they just put a zero underneath it. It just says troubles instead of white.
Yeah.
There you go, Surfside. Yeah. Thank me later.
I do like that. But they have to unretire his number, and they cannot have a statue of him at the new ballpark. He's not one of the greats in franchise history anymore. He's just not. And so I think those decisions need to be made when they move to 119th and all, is that like we can't have this guy who basically tried to not get us a new stadium and force us to move across state lines. I mean, you just can't.
So I love this text from the 816. You can take the rest of the week off. They said, put it this way, I can't remember the name of any other Jackson County executive I have never heard more than Frank White has been in office.
Yeah, right?
I don't
Catherine
know.
Shields is the last one I can remember. I think she was the county executive years ago when the first stadium vote went through, and she goes, there's nothing better than winning. And so like that's the last, but I don't remember who was before Frank White, nor do I care.
It doesn't matter. You shouldn't know.
You shouldn't know. Right. Yeah, right. Like these are people you really just shouldn't know. They should just do their job and not mess with people.
Mm-hmm. From the 816, they're saying that Frank White can veto this.
Of course he can.
Sure. And then somebody from the 816 as well. So we're getting all the Jackson County, but stand up, baby.
Yeah.
Come on. This is my time. They said it should be 99-1 with the 1% being his family.
His family. I don't even know. At this
My
point
family.
In time, the vote should be on August 25th. Will you impeach Frank White and pass a quarter-cent sales tax? So you have to, it's one question combining both of them. So if you want to get rid of Frank White, you have to pass the stadium tax. And if you want the stadium tax passed at a 0.25%, then you've got to get rid of Frank
That's great.
White.
I love it.
Just combine the two on the ballot and call it a day.
Is there a recall of a player in Kansas City sports history that you have?
Well, I was thinking about players, but I'm also thinking more along the lines of, you know, front office people, coaches and whatnot. And really at the end of the day, it comes down to Todd Haley for
me.
Yeah.
As soon as he went out of that, I knew it.
Yeah, because I was thinking like there's been certain players over the years that you just don't like and aren't very good and whatnot. Todd Haley really had a negative impact on this organization. I really do believe. Look, Scott Pioli made the wrong hire. He wanted Shanahan. That didn't end up happening. And so you were stuck in between a rock and a hard place. And so Todd Haley was there. He worked with him with the Jets. It was a bad hire by Scott Pioli, as we know at the time. But Todd Haley didn't do things to make things better. And it just turned into a sandbox fight between two children. And Matt Cassel was caught in the middle of all of that. So to me, Todd Haley was, he never should have been hired as the coach. And, you know, I think if you ask Scott Pioli this to this day, he'd probably say, yeah, I effed that one up big time.
Hunter Dickinson.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, wow.
Get him out of here.
Nice.
That's a good
one. That is a good one. Yeah,
that is a
Frank
good
one. Haith. Yeah. Get out of here.
Yeah. Remember when they had the Faith and Haith?
Oh, yeah, we had a sign out here.
Is it still out here?
I don't think so. Okay. The mayor is.
Haith is lost.
Yeah, he is. He's
still hanging around.
Yeah.
No, but mine is Juan Gonzalez. I don't want that guy to be affiliated with the Royals on a Royals baseball reference page. F that guy.
Yeah.
Ruined my heart.
I remember, you know, after the 03 season, we're 83-79. Everybody's excited moving into the 04 season. You signed Juan Gonzalez and Benito Santiago. And then 17 pieces of Louis Vuitton luggage arrived in front of Juan Gonzalez's locker at spring training, and he never did.
Mm.
And then was by like May 15th, he was done for the year.
Somebody says Marcus Peters from the 816.
Good football player.
Yeah, I really liked watching him play. Is the only
bad
thing.
Attitude. Where are you going, Marcus?
Terrible
home.
Attitude. Yeah, terrible attitude. His attitude sucked more than anybody's.
Yeah, it's what kept him from being good
great.
As he could have been.
Yep.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right
yeah,
about
he
that.
He had all the talent, man.
He's
all
already out of the league. Yep. I mean, he's been it's oh, been
yeah.
that long.
Oh, he was barbecue chicken for sure yeah, at the yeah. end of his career.
I mean, but seriously, dude, like his attitude, and that's a good life advice for everybody. If you have that kind of attitude, you ain't going to succeed in life, man.
Yeah, when how good you are.
When an owner calls a 1v1 meeting and says, sit down. You better have some Zillow searches quickly.
Yeah. Who's yours, Mac?
I'd go Brody Croyle.
Mm.
Just because I that's right when I was growing up, he bought our house.
I'm sure say, it didn't wasn't, he buy somebody's house?
Sure, yeah. It wasn't his only house, but it was just something that he wanted to go hunt in because it was out in the middle of nowhere. But yeah, man, I mean, 0-10, yeah, sucked. Kind of ruined my hope for sports as early on as a kid.
You had a hunting cabin when you were a kid?
We had a house that was... I can't remember where it was exactly. It was Orchard Lane, but it was, out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah,
like,
on land.
Out in the middle of nowhere, like where?
Kansas. I don't know. I'd have to ask my
like
mom.
Not in the Kansas City metro?
No. Not in the Kansas City metro, I don't think.
Like geographically, like is it how many degrees north?
Well, I'm trying to think of where this house was that Brody Croyle was going out to. Was it in Leewood or was it out in Miami County? You
no,
know, out
no,
in the middle
I'd
of
have
field?
To, I'd have to ask. I'll ask my mom. I'll,
was this
I'll
like
get
a,
more
like,
info.
Like nobody
he doesn't
around?
Know.
Was this guy going out there to hunt? Was he like, what
I'm
was
sure,
he doing
I'm
out
sure
there?
Was it was to hunt and to fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine. He
that
was a big hunter,
cabin.
Big fish.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was a house. It wasn't a cabin. But yeah, I mean, yeah, it was just a one street. We had 10 houses on our street, and it was a bunch of land, and that was pretty much it. So yeah. I was just like, sweet, quarterback, Chiefs, let's go. It's awesome, Alabama. 0-10.
Yeah. He was.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Not very good. But yeah. Again, I mean, circumstance with him. Of course. Who was the coach? Was it Haley?
I think it was Romeo.
Yeah. And then Romeo,
for sure.
You know, it was just, you know, none of those guys stood an opportunity. And really credit, you know, the Hunt family for bailing on that thing finally and pulling the ripcord on that and not letting that thing fester, man, and going out and just, we're going to get Andy Reid here. We're going to hire an adult and figure things out.
Speaking of fester, they'll be here in about 3 minutes. Coming up on the other side, we dive into what that Royals game meant last night and how it was good for Cags and a quote that he dropped that we still don't understand the meaning of. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.